Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, this is Steve Warren, and it is time for another Spectrum show, and this being Asian Heritage Month throughout the United States, we have a bunch of different folks that we wanted to squeeze in this month while the iron is hot for events. And one of the organizations that China America Radio has been associated with for the last almost decade or so is called the National Association of Asian American Professionals. And they have some chapters around the United States, do a lot of good things and a lot of educational things. And we now have, as our guest on Spectrum, the rather recently anointed president of the New York chapter of National Association Asian American Professionals, NAAAP.org. And he is Chris Yang. So, Chris, welcome to China America Radio.
Thanks so much, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. And we'll get into some of the activities and the history and such of NAAP. But first, let's get to know you a little bit better. You've kind of lived all over the place and worked in a variety of functions. Tell us a little bit about your, where's home, where's your family, what your background is, and just kind of let us know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up right outside of DC for the longest time. I ended up actually going to college there as well. And so there's like a big Korean American community right outside of DC in Northern Virginia. So mm-hmm. That's where I grew up. And then post-college, ended up moving to Boston for a couple years. Was there for a while, was in corporate, and then moved over into the startup scene at the tail end of my time there. And then right after Boston, moved to here, right here to in New York City.
Now, you've been actually a member of NAAP prior to your coming to New York and working with the local chapter. What's your history with the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started off with NAAP Boston. Over there, I first volunteered with the Pride Committee. So it was a lot of intersectional or work with intersectional identities of API and LGBTQ, right? So I eventually became their co-director for the Pride Committee and helped put on some events as well as workshops and community support groups with them.
What was your trajectory when you were in college? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah, so I actually studied international relations, specifically security, from a political science standpoint. So I actually wanted to go and work for the State Department, but right when I graduated, there was a hiring freeze, and so was not able to do so, and so I had to pivot. Yeah.
And the nonprofit sector, is that something that you're interested in? Obviously, you're with NAAP, which is a nonprofit organization. But what was your involvement with or your experience other than your past membership at NAAP in Boston? Did you have any interactivity with the nonprofit sector?
Yeah, so I did work with a couple social justice organizations prior to NAAP. I actually also led when I was in right outside of DC in Virginia, a small organization that helped teach ESL, right, for immigrants. And so most of our base over there were Asian immigrants. However, we served the entire population, so we didn't discriminate based on anything. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about NAAP. As mentioned, I've been a member of the local NAAP chapter for about 9 years or so, and it's got the word professional in the title. Usually the word P in Asian organization stands for Pacific, but in this case, it stands for professional. And I can recall the NAAP chapter here in New York inviting a number of professional speakers, having a number of activities and events. What's the profile of NAAP now as you head into this new era post-COVID?
Absolutely. Yeah. So NAAP is FAP is interesting because we were founded 40 years ago, right, in 1982. And it's grown to be this very large organization that's completely volunteer run. So, well, we do have one paid staff member, but they sit on the national level as our executive director. But other than that, all local chapters are completely volunteer run. That being said, when you bring up the P as professionals, right, the reason why we do that is because we really want to focus and lean in on our professional development aspect. You know, as an organization, we're a pan-Asian, pan-industry professional development nonprofit. And so a lot of our activities involve working with corporate sponsors or internally and producing workshops and events that are injected right back into the API, supporting the API community.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you know where the other chapters of NAP are around the United States or some of them?
Yeah, they're all over the place. We have 30 plus chapters here in the US, Canada, and China, actually. And so we have NAP Toronto, NAP Boston, San Diego. I believe we have Kansas City, et cetera. I could keep on going. But yeah.
No, that's fine. That's good. I guess, is there a list on the NAP website of the different local chapters around the country?
Absolutely. So every local chapter has their own website. So it'll typically either be the city name.nap.org or NAP, you know, the city name.org. So it really depends. I recommend using Google. But if you go on the national website, which is just NAAA3ASP.org, you'll be able to find in one of their menu options all the different chapters that exist.
Good. What sort of plans do you have now that you're sitting there at the head of the table about the NAP New York chapter? Do you have some initiatives on the horizon?
Oh, absolutely, Steve. You know, so COVID was really hard for us. COVID, especially for the New York chapter, a lot of folks just ended up moving out and then the chapter just kind of died down. So right now what I'm really focused on, or what we're really focused on with the new leadership team and the current board, is really revamping and rewatering our roots, right? And so we have a big event coming up at the end of this month, so API Heritage Month, on the 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, over at the Japan Society on 333 East 47th Street, where we'll be doing a celebration and networking event. We'll have food support that's being catered from local API-owned businesses, right? And so, yeah, please come out.
The New York website address is what?
The New York site address is naaapny.org.
Okay, good. And they can make their reservations and get information there.
Absolutely.
On that website. Well, you know, I've always had a good time with NAP. We had some nice picnics in Madison Park and a number of good speakers and all of that. And as you have just clearly stated, there was a lot of attrition in nonprofit organizations over the past 2 years. People that looked forward to doing something with other people once a month or so were not able to do so. So your rebuilding effort in membership, if anyone's listening and has been a previous member of NAP, please know that they are back in force and they should try to check in. What's your membership growth initiative coming up? You're going to try to reach out and double, triple your growth in the years ahead?
Oh, I certainly hope so, Steve. Yeah. As we're a completely volunteer-run organization, I think for us, it's more about creating a strong foundation of members. New York City in itself is interesting because there's a high turnover rate of people who come into the city and out of the city. We'd like to be a permanent resource for the API community here. And, you know, we welcome people. We will also cheer people on when they're moving on to their next chapter in life, right? And so growing the membership base slowly but surely with, you know, folks who want to stay in touch, that is really our goal. So we want to have consistent programming going forward.
What is the membership procedure for folks that maybe would like to join up with NAP as an official member and take advantage of some of your events and upcoming activities?
Absolutely. Yeah. So all you have to do to become a member, it's pretty simple, is go to naaapny.org, so our website, and we have a pretty easy to find button that says become a member. And then you click on that and we have a $35 annual fee. That's it. if you know, instead you don't want to pay the fee, you can actually volunteer with us, and then your annual membership would be waived. And we're always looking for volunteers.
Speaking of that, do you have any particular areas of expertise that you'd like to flesh out a little bit so we can get the word out? If anybody has that type of background, they may be interested in connecting with you.
Absolutely. We're always looking for more help on our programming team as well as our membership team. And furthermore, we're actually really looking for a lead for a Women in NAP group. So NAP, as the entire organization, has a program called Women in NAP. It serves you know, women who are part of our organization. And they have really strong committees. We call them WIN, so W-I-N, WIN committees, in multiple different chapters. We're looking for a lead here in New York. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. And of course, we're going to retain our membership in NAP. And we want to thank Chris Yang, who's been our guest this morning. And we hope everybody will enjoy the upcoming activities, particularly the 40th anniversary of the chapter, as well as a national conference, I understand, coming in August, correct?
Yes. So we have a national conference in August called NLC. It'll be in Washington, D.C., I believe, in mid-August. The dates for it should be August 11th through 13th. Yes.
Very good. Well, thank you again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you and the other Napsters at future events.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.